May Bumps.
Cam FM.
So the 1 minute guy has gone, we're probably about 30 seconds away from the start. So some crews are just starting to be pushed off. You can see Claire Hall M2 is being pushed off in front of me now. So we're looking for just a few more seconds until the gun's going to go. The Lady Margaret crews are also just being pushed off. They're going to be straightening up, trying to get into the end of the chain so they're as close as possible. But they want to make sure that they're a good angle so they're nice and straight before the gun goes. They also want to make sure that they're nice and sat forward, blades in the water, ready for that nice strong start when the gun goes. It sounds like it's about 5 seconds. Yep, that's the gun there. So we've got Lady Margaret 5-4 in front, Lady Margaret 4 in front. Claire Hall 2 look like they're pushing strong. And now we've got Lady Margaret 5. I'd say they've probably taken a couple of seats already off their start out of Claire Hall 2. Now we're coming through to Churchill 4, it's coming past me. They've probably dropped a little bit on Lady Margaret 5. That's Churchill 4 coming past me. Now Pembroke 6 are coming by. Again, they're probably about on station to Churchill 4. And now I've just got St. Cat's 6 coming along. And again, I'm at second station and they've probably lost half a length, maybe even a length of Pembroke 6. Will, is anything happening at first place corner?
Yes, indeed. LMBC 4 have just rode past looking imperious. LMBC 5, on the other hand, half a length on Claire Hall 2. Claire Hall 2 looking a little bit scrappy. Woman in the boat. LMBC 5 pushing into them. On half a length, just under half a length, quarter of a length at the moment. I can see Churchill coming past. I'll just pass over to Emily. Can you see more of this LMBC 5 chasing Claire Hall 2 at the moment?
Yes, I can see LMBC 4 coming round along the gut now. They are looking strong, actually, and will probably be rowing in overhead of this division, I imagine. Behind them, we've got LMBC 5, who look to be pushing up close behind Claire Hall M2. In fact, I can hear whistles blowing. They are very close indeed. I imagine this bump will be happening somewhere around Grassy. Yep, there is definitely overlap there. And Maggie are pushing Claire Hall over. We've got continuous whistles from LMBC 5 on Claire Hall M2. The bow ball is pushing up towards the cox. But Claire Hall are fighting hard past this corner. And they've conceded. They have conceded. Maggie have bumped Claire Hall. That's Maggie 5 have bumped Claire Hall 2 on grassy corner. Behind them, we've now got Pembroke pushing up behind Churchill. That's Pembroke 6 on Churchill 4. And there's about a quarter of a length in it. Both coxes are taking tight lines around grassy corner. There might be a collision here because Claire Hall and M2 are sitting quite poking into the middle of the river. They're having to take a very wide line around them. Pembroke looks to be going to bump probably on Plough Reach on Churchill M4. And then we've got Cats rowing over very much on their own behind. Jack, can you see this coming through?
Thank you, Emily. Yes, just coming past the plough now, we have Lady Margaret M4, who looks so chilled. Lou looks so chilled right now, Lady Margaret M4 coming past the plough. But behind them, the interesting one here is Churchill M4 being pursued by Pembroke M5. I'm just going to move slightly more towards the plough now to see how close that is. And it looks like it's incredibly close, maybe even a bump. Yes, that is a bump by the looks of things. Pembroke M5 have bumped up on Churchill M4. So that means that unless St. Cat's M6 do something amazing and catch up to Lady Margaret M4, bearing in mind St. Cat's are just coming round grassy and Lady Margaret M4 are already on the long reach, I think we can call that division. Emily, do you just want to give us a rundown of the results?
Yep, so we've had Lady Margaret M4 rowing over ahead of this division. We've had Lady Margaret M5 bumping up on Claire Hall M2 on grassy corner. We've had Pembroke M6 bumping Churchill M4 in front of the plough. And we've got St. Cat's M6 most probably rowing over at the bottom of the division again.
Thank you very much, Emily. Right,
Becca.
So we are now going to move into the W4 division. And Becca, I think I just heard a cannon. Was that the 1 minute cannon?
Yep. Okay, so I'm just riverside near the motorway bridge. So we just had the 1 minute gun. Now on top station today, we've currently got Claire Hall. They're going to be looking for a rowover. They've just been bumped down from the division above. And then chasing them, we've got Sydney Sussex 2. And then behind them, we've got Homerton 2. This could be quite interesting. Homerton 2 bumped Sydney 2 on the first day. And then yesterday, Sydney 2 bumped Homerton 2 back. Homerton 2 are being chased by Mary Edwards 3, who rode over yesterday. Then we've got Claire 3 chasing them. And then Pete has 2. Pete has 2 have currently been bumped 2 days in a row. They're going to be looking to row over or bump today. Okay, now that's the start, Cannon. So we've just got Claire Hall coming up in front of me now. So we've got Claire Hall coming through. And then we've got Sydney Sussex chasing them. I'd probably say that Sydney Sussex are on station, but I wouldn't say that they've made up any distance so far. I'd say that Claire Hall and Sydney Sussex 2 are about on station. Then we've got Homerton 2 following Sydney Sussex 2. I reckon Sydney Sussex 2 have taken half a length or so out of Homerton 2, maybe even more, even at this stage, just past the bridge. So after Homerton 2, we've got Murray Edwards 3. They're taking about a quarter of the length, they're pushing up to the length of Clearwater. So this could be quite interesting further up. Then following Claire, Murray Edwards 3, we've got Claire 3. They're probably about on station. Maybe Murray Edwards 3 have been peeled away a little bit. Then Peterhouse 2. And then what's interesting is behind Peterhouse 2, there's a big gap between Claire 3 and Peterhouse 2. Hughes Hall, Lucy Cav 2, who rode over yesterday, are now about 4 feet away from Peterhouse 2. So as they're coming along, this first post street says all... And now Peter's putting in a push, there's maybe 3-4 feet. This could be quite interesting later up. Now there's a big gap until we get to Queen's 3, who and they've currently got Darwin 2 overlapping them. Darwin 2 are a foot away to overlapping, it's going various strokes on Queen's 3. Then we've got a big gap before we get to Darwin 3. And then Lady Margaret, who look about on station, after Christ 3, who are throwing over. So I now just got Darwin 2, got overlap. Now they've got strong overlap, half a length away from Lady Margaret 3. Darwin 2, probably about half a length, 3 feet to half a length. I'll update you on this later. Will there be anything happening at first phase? So that is a bump for Darwin 2 on Queen's 3. Darwin 2 are looking to bump.
Yes, I can report. My Edwards 3 are catching Homerton 2 at some pace. Looking strong, finishes together, about half a length currently, but catching. Behind them, Claire, looking strong, but sitting, I'd say, on station, followed by Peterhouse. Oh, I could just report, Peterhouse 2 have been bumped by Lucy Cav 2. Peterhouse 2 have bumped Lucy Cav 2. I'll pass over to Emily, see what you can see on Grassy.
So I have just witnessed a bump happening in the gut, and this is Sydney Sussex 2 bumping on Claire Hall 1. They better clear quickly because there are crews coming through close behind. We have got Murray Edwards 3 chasing Homerton and 2, and they look to be pushing very close up on them. Yes, I heard 3 whistles. That is overlap. So that's Murray Edwards 3 have got overlap on Homerton 2 coming into Grassy Corner, but they are steering for the bump. This could be a mistake. They need to take a tighter line. And it's very tight coming around Grassy Corner now. But Homerton 2 have taken a better line and have actually gone out ahead again. And Murray Edwards 3 are looking very tired and, in fact, dropping back again. Homerton 2 might manage to get away from this. Behind them, we've got Claire 3 coming through, but several lengths behind. They look like they're going to be rowing over today. Can you see anything in Jack coming onto Plower Reach?
So, yeah, we have on Plough Reach, we have Homerton coming just down Plough Reach now. They're just a little bit away from me now, but I'll give you a quick recap of the bumps we know so far. So, Sydney Sussex W2 have bumped up on Claire Hall W1 at the top of the division. Peterhouse W2 have been bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall combined W2. Peterhouse W2 are on for their spoons tomorrow. And the other bump we've got so far is Darwin W2 have bumped up on Queen's W3. Darwin W2 are a new boat this year, and they're on for the blades tomorrow. Now, they're just coming up past the plough now, Homerton W2, chased by Murray Edwards W3, W3. Now, if Murray Edwards W3 were looking a little bit tired around Grassy, I think that they may have found something from somewhere, because I can't quite tell distances at the moment, but they do look very close. They're definitely closer than Claire W3 are to Murray Edwards W3. And I'll just see if I can hear the whistles from the bank party. There's two whistles there, which means they're half a boat length away. Now, which is strange for this division, that we might have a race going on to the long reach, which means I better get on my bike, metaphorically, as I follow this one round Ditton Corner. So, yeah, as they come round Ditton Corner now, there's about half a length between them. Now, Hommet and W2 have had a mixed first few days. They bumped on their first day, and they got bumped yesterday. Murray Edwards, W3, they bumped on their first day. They rode over yesterday. So it's a bit mixed for both of these boats now. And unless there's anything happening further down the division, which I'll just pass back to Emily to see if anything's happening at the bottom of the division whilst I follow this one around the corner.
So it's all clear now here on Grassy. Lady Maggie 3 and Christ 3 have not made it to Grassy Corner, so I would presume that Christ W3 have bumped up on Lady Maggie W3, meaning they're no longer bottom of the division. Apart from that, nothing else to report here on Grassy Corner. Crews are all giving their cheers to each other, and there don't look to be any more boats coming through. Back to you, Jack, on the reach.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm watching as Homerton at W2 are being chased by Murray Edwards W3. Both of those boats look incredibly tired now. They're both going for sort of a centre line down long reach, and Claire W3 are probably about three boat lengths off the back of Murray Edwards W3, but they're going for it. They want to get the bump on Murray Edwards W3. Maybe the bank party's passed on a message that, you know, the both crews are tiring, that potentially they could catch them. But this one's going to go all the way to the finish, I think. So, as I can see now, I can still hear two whistles. So even on the sort of nearly half-kilometre stretch from Ditton to the middle of Long Reach, it doesn't look like Murray Edwards W3 have gained on Homerton W2 at all. Now, Homerton W2 are just pulling away to the south bank now, whilst Murray Edwards W3 are continuing on that central line. And I believe that Claire W3 may even be gaining ever so slightly on Murray Edwards W3. Now, I'm just going to try and follow this one down here. So, the boats that look good to row over at the moment, it's only Selwyn W3 at the bottom of the division. And then possibly all three of these boats, maybe just one of those boats. We're not entirely sure yet. This is going to go all the way to the finish line as they go round the kink in Long Reach. And I'm not entirely sure. You can probably tell I'm a little bit out of breath now. But this one's going to go all the way to the finish line. There's still about half a boat length between them. If I was to make a call now, I don't think they will bump. But we might have to confirm that one for you in a minute. So we can do a rundown of some provisional results for W4. Sydney Sussex W2 bumped up on Clare Hall W1. Homerton W2 and Murray Edwards W3 are fighting all the way to the finish. We'll confirm what happens between them soon. Claire W3 wrote over. Lucy Hav, Cav, Hughes, Hall combined. Bump up on Peterhouse W2. Peterhouse W2 still on for their spoons. Darwin W2 bump up on Queen W3, which means that Darwin W2 are on for their blades tomorrow. Selwyn W3 wrote over. And Christ W3, the base boat of the division for the last of these 2 days, bump up on Lady Margaret W3, meaning LMBC W3. Or at the bottom of the division. Back to the studio, Mike.
Thanks very much, Jack. So we'll see what happens then in the results update in 5-10 minutes' time.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
This is Cam FM. Let's go live to the Riverside. Results update, Jack.
Hello, Mike. Yes, I've got a results update for you. These are the confirmed results as we know them. M6 division, they're as we've called them. Lady Margaret M4 rode over. Lady Margaret M5 bumped up on Clare Hall M2, which means they're on for blades tomorrow. Churchill M4 got bumped by Pembroke M5, which means that Churchill M4 are on for spoons tomorrow. And at the bottom of the division, St. Cat's M6 rode over.
Excellent stuff.
Now,
next division.
Next division is the W4 division. And there, as we called them pretty much again, Clare Hall W1 got bumped by Sydney Sussex W2. Homerton W2 weren't caught by Murray Edwards W3, both of them looking very tired as they went onto the long reach. So Homerton W2, Murray Edwards W3 and Clare W3 all rode over. Peterhouse W2 are on for spoons tomorrow because they got bumped by Lucy Cav Hughes Hall combined W2. Darwin W2, on the other hand, are on for Blades tomorrow. They got bumped up on Queens W3. Selwyn W3 rode over, and at the bottom of the division, Lady Margaret W3 got bumped by Christ W3.